This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Very smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Son?
The Cowboys season is devolved to the point where we're out of things to talk about. Except...
Son?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And yet...
Except this... Honestly, we are now down to the sunlight in the stadium.
Son?
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe. Coming up, Yahoo Sports NFL analyst Nate Tice. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of our program on the air. We've been chatting the last 2 hours all over the map, quite frankly. Map Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Albert Breer zoomed in to talk about tonight's game between the Commanders and Eagles, set the stage for that when we came on the air, talked about the rest of the National Football League all over the map, Los Angeles, California, where this show is coming to you live from every day on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in, also home to a damn near 40-year-old guy who's come up with three triple-double games in a row in LeBron James. Also, Shawshank Prison. We just talked about The Shawshank Redemption, one of Chris Brockman's favorite movies. I mentioned about how I watched that film for the first time in well over a decade on the flight to Munich last week. And just made an offhanded reference about, asked him if he thought the ending was a dream, because I had known for years there was a conversation about whether that was such a fantastical ending, whether it was real or not. And blew Chris's mind that that was even a question. Isn't that amazing? Somebody's favorite movie. Here he is, damn near in his mid-40s. He learns might have been completely different.
It's up there, top 10 for sure.
Okay.
Can we get Frank Darabont on the phone? Can we get all these questions answered?
I would love to. Let's go. Let's do it.
By the way, I
would
love to do all of one of all
dude,
of our
I would
movies.
Love to do a full-on interview segment about The Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, I mean, sir. My goodness.
Well, we had Tim Robbins in here with his son.
Yep. One of our last in-studio guests.
Before the pandemic,
of 2020.
Right? And so I don't think we went down that road with him too much, because we did Bull Durham a lot. Yep, we didn't, he was coming in for a movie that he was doing with his son. I don't know. Let's have that. That's for, I guess, an after show situation. That's an AS.
After dark.
That's it.
Now that we know that we can get off, we can do our thing when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
You know,
let's go to Garrett in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Garrett? Oh boy, Garrett's been holding on for 2 hours. You there, Garrett?
Don't worry, I'm here.
Yes.
Hey. Silence. I was on mute.
Yes.
What's up to the best looking boys in the business? How we doing?
What
out
do, baby?
Talk about us.
I am thrilled to be on with you at the moment. I need, and when I say need, I mean I'm in desperate need of some Rich Eisen consulting, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. All right. Garrett, best thing go. About us, Garrett. You know what? That's
up, put your feet up, because I got one for you today.
Brick City.
I called a while ago and may or may not have inadvertently made my pregnancy announcement on your show. So, first of all, you guys want the gender reveal? Because it'll be kind of funny.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. It is a... Hey, and here comes my problem. My family that? Has been Giants season ticket holders.
Okay.
Since 1959.
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
I am the third generation to have them under my name.
Okay.
From my grandpa, who saw games at Yankee Stadium and who sadly passed this year, to my dad, who saw every game Lawrence Taylor ever played at home.
Okay.
To now me, and now I'm having a son. All my dreams are coming true, right? Well, here's the problem. You want to talk about genital uppercuts this morning. How about the New York Football Giants? They are, without a doubt, the worst team in the league. I think we could say that definitively now. Brockman, we've taken your place. Sorry about that.
And I'm good.
I just need a second opinion. It's expensive for these season tickets, man. It would kill me to let them go.
You can't do it, Garrett.
You can't do it.
Garrett. I'm not even needing to call a meeting.
No, can't do it.
You can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. How about this, Garrett? I don't know if you knew this fact that the Giants have lost, coming into this past week, 8 of their first 10 in
7 seasons. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
7 of their last 10 seasons. and in the first, or 7 of the, or 6 of their last 8. That's what it was. They lost 8 of their first 10, or they lost 7 of their first 9 in 6 of the previous 8 seasons. And in the previous 92 seasons of the 100-year New York Giants, it had happened only 6 times total. So you're going through a very bad stretch. And I understand that it's messing with your head, Garrett, to the point where you've been waiting 2 hours kindly to ask Rich Eisen Show Consulting, RES Consulting. No, do not give up. I mean, that's basically, that's as if Bruce Willis would take the watch and, you know, and throw, you know, and we all know how the watch got back, you know, you know what I mean? Like right now you're in the portion of where the watch was placed at this point in time. That's how dark it is right now. But at some point the watch will pass and you're going to want these tickets for your son, Garrett. Okay.
You know, I got to say, it's exactly what I would hope you say. I will work my tail off.
You're welcome. Thank you, Garrett.
By the way, excellent shows recently. You guys have been killing it even more and more every single week. As a daily podcast listener, it just thrills me.
Thank you.
Get such an amazing show every single day. So cheers, guys.
Okay. Thank you very much, Garrett. Greatly appreciate that.
I'll chip in to make sure you keep them.
What do you mean? You pay money?
I mean, 1959? Can't give those up.
You can't give those up. Like I said yesterday, I think Daboll's the right guy. I really do.
I like him. I'm a fan.
And
got to get the quarterback right.
They don't have the quarterback right now. I think it's obvious.
You know, Rich, it all goes back to what Joel Klatt told us.
The day after the Giants drafted
Friday,
him.
Friday in Dallas.
No, he's in Nashville.
Nashville. Yes. He said it. You're going to set this franchise back a decade, and we're halfway home.
I wish it were different.
Yeah.
I wish it were different. Let's go to Zach in Dallas, Texas. What's up, Zach?
Zach.
Rich, fellas, how we doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, like my man Garrett over there, I am also a fan of one of the worst teams in football, Bear Down, Chicago Bears.
Oh, come on. Now, hold on a second, Zach. 4-5, man. We just hung out with a guy who's watched his team go 2-8 again, you know, multiple times. It's not that bad, Zach. Come on now.
Come on. 22 young years of age. The best season that I can remember is ended on the double doink. The fabled worst loss I have ever seen as a sports fan. We watched the Rookie of the Year race get set in stone this year on a Hail Mary because one of our fans was stunting to the other team's opposing crowd. I don't know. Shout out to Garrett and the Giants, but it's bad.
Okay.
With all that being said,
yes,
we just fired Shane Waldron,
yes,
right, and we have Thomas Brown coming in. Thomas Brown, Panthers, former Panthers OC, terrible offense last year. But should I be holding out hope that we can beat the evil, the Sith, the Green Bay Packers this week?
Yeah. And
the only reason I ask is because my thoughts are, what if Thomas Brown wasn't the best at designing an offense in Carolina? But what if he can take Waldron's offense that's hopefully a little better and just push buttons better, push the right buttons?
I think, let me give you some, some help here, Zach. Because again, this is part of the RES consulting as well. Is we offer hugs, we offer, you know, bro hugs, we offer the only glasses of water we serve at RES Consulting are half full. You understand? So
I need that right now.
Let me give you a half full glass of Bears juice, okay? And Thomas Brown is highly respected. I've never met him. I you know, you ask around, people dig him. Players like him. And if they thought Shane Waldron was too nice, which is what Keenan Allen said, he wasn't holding enough people accountable, and that's been an issue of accountability, and this guy can actually just come in and be and hold people accountable. And again, I saw with my own two eyes the offense for three quarters in London on tilt. They were in a groove, okay? There was one play also where there was action to Caleb's left, action to Caleb's right, and there was Cole Kmet right down the middle wide open for an easy score. That play's in the book, you know what I mean? And they executed it perfectly, and Shane Waldron's the one who dialed it up. So Thomas Brown can do something similar, and if it really required a different voice in the room and it required a different setup of accountability that the players felt they needed to see from the coach to somebody on his own staff. And if that act alone will give the players enough of a sense of belief, with all due respect to Shane Waldron being viewed as an addition by him being subtracted, they can absolutely win this football game. The defense balls out at home usually. Certainly would be helpful if they weren't three and out and back onto the field continuously. That's why I'm saying, and thanks to the call, Zach, to go full circle, the Bears aren't like the Giants' dire strait at all. At all. You know, they're 4-5. And I know it does sound like coach speak of, you know, hey, our best days are in front of us. We're not completely out of it. We're going to be 0-0. That whole business of, that's what Eberflus's message to the team was after Arizona. It's like, we're 4-4, but let's view it as we're 0-0. How'd that work out? They're now 0-1 of being 0-0. It didn't work, you know? And so,
I mean, the last month, they're one of the worst teams in the league. I think that's undeniable.
I can't sit here and say that, Chris. They almost won that game in Washington, and that's a Donnybrook that they were involved in. And they had a terrific fourth quarter in that game. Caleb Williams had one of his best quarters of the year in that game, in that fourth quarter. And, you know, they don't play mistake-free football. But, I mean, I've seen some terrible football this year. And that ain't it. That ain't it. Now, their game in Arizona, you know, we can also chalk it up to the fact Arizona's been doing that to a lot of people this last month. A lot.
They haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks.
Actually, it might even be a little bit longer than that. I know.
Yeah.
All right. They played very poorly. I'm just basically saying you can't sit here and say they've got no shot against the Green Bay Packers this week. You can't say that. It's not like
they.
Except
historically, they don't.
Well, DJ Moore had this to say about being asked if they, I guess, pulled a code red on Shane Waldron. Because the reporting is that some players were demanding Waldron leave. And so, of course, everybody's going to look at DJ Moore since he's the most veteran, or at least, isn't that amazing? He's been around like 3 years and he's like the tenured guy. Obviously, Keenan Allen's more veteran. No one is more veteran than Mercedes Lewis. Anyway, he was asked about pulling a code red from the players.
They let go of Shane. You know, that was shocking. I don't think anybody really asked for him to be gone. We expressed our frustration, but never to have somebody's livelihood taken away. And, I mean, it's hard, but on to Thomas, and we got to back Thomas.
You got to back Thomas. And in terms of what the frustrations were, Keenan Allen, again, I just said that. Do we have that quote board? There it is. On Shane Waldron, his offensive coordinator said, I would say probably he was too nice of a guy. I think during OTA's training camp, he kind of fell into a trap of letting things go, not holding people accountable. Obviously, those things lead to a slippery slope, he told the Chicago Tribune. So I guess Thomas Brown, first order business, be an a-hole. You know?
Well, I saw some tweets yesterday where, you know, his vibe is really no nonsense, and it was such a drastic change.
Well, then that's maybe what it needs.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, if they were shocked, now I know everybody's probably thinking DJ Moore, players are not going to go in and say, you need to fire this guy. Yeah, to the head coach.
It's like, not like
I don't
Rudy
think that's the way it works.
Where they're putting down their jersey, right. You know? He's got to go.
This is Beijing, coach.
Here's our alternate jersey. Yeah. Here's our home jersey. Here's a. That's the difference between Rudy and these days there's five jerseys to put on.
For service.
No, but in all seriousness, that's not what's happening.
Right.
But if the question is who around here is holding anybody accountable? The OC is too damn nice. The HC, you know, who's holding anybody accountable around here? And then they fire the OC, and he's like, that was shocking. Maybe that's enough. Different voice, a little bit of a different way of going about preparing. I know this sounds, you know, the glass is too half full, but that's the way we serve them around here at RAS Consulting, where, you know, the motto is as plain as the day. The best thing about us is, in fact, that it is about us.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
That's it.
The Bears.
The Bears.
All right. Let's take a break, because the way I wanted to cover this thing is let's get somebody on here who's watched the film and can break down what we've been seeing from the Bears and what Thomas Brown can do for the Bears. And let's bring in with our new relationship with Yahoo Sports, Nate Tice, NFL analyst, Football 301 podcast host, son of Mike, will be joining us next on this front. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. You ever see The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, I have.
Thing is, did you like that one?
Yeah. Thing is about Bruce Willis.
I caught
Chief
Felly with a right cross right there. A verbal right cross. He wasn't seeing that coming.
I love that. You always do that. And another thing.
You ever see The Usual Suspects?
I have.
Okay. Crying Game? You ever see that?
No, but I know what happens.
Okay.
Have you seen The Sting?
That was another Tuck rule.
Boom. Oh, God.
I know.
Hey.
I think I get
you
it.
You got me taking a shower like Ace Ventura right now.
Finkelnine.
I caught him. But I'm just throwing punches. I'm throwing punches.
You're like Mike Tyson.
Hey.
You're getting warmed up for tomorrow.
I'm getting warmed up. I'm bringing the devil with me in today's program. Is that what he said? He's bringing the devil in?
He said he's bringing the devil to the ring. Like,
okay,
is this going to happen? I know we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
No. We can talk about it now.
But
Is it going to happen with...
Dude,
you saw Jake Paul at the Fanatics Fest. You saw him.
I did.
Did that look like a guy who's about to be beaten by somebody who's almost 60 years old, despite how great Mike Tyson used to be?
And I went to the Nate Diaz fight. I was there in Dallas last summer.
Weird crew.
Hashtag weird crew.
Did that Jake Paul look like he's going to get caught?
On paper... Jake Paul should dominate, but that's Mike Tyson, man.
I know that. Saying he's bringing the devil in.
And he sat there and told us dark places.
Yeah, he doesn't like thinking about, I asked him, how many rounds can you give me right now? And he goes, I don't want to say. I'm like, why not? And he goes, because anytime I think about, you know, boxing, it takes me to a dark place. And
well, he's in a dark place right now.
And I'll never forget, that's when I'm like, well, let's take a break. We'll be back.
Gabe, where you at?
That was so great. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm feeling a little old now because our next guest is about to join us. Mike Tice used to be part of NFL Network back in the day when we first started. And now to have on to give us some insight as to what we were seeing from the Chicago Bears under Shane Waldron, what to expect some more, and then the rest of the National Football League Week 11. Joining us from NFL Network, but also Yahoo Sports, Nate Tice here on the program. How are you doing, Nate?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, we have double synergy going on.
Well, we've got more than that, Nate. We have more than that. This makes me feel old. I'm not going to lie. Oh. This makes me feel old. Because
sure
when when NFL Network began, we were having coaches in the league when they were done with their season join NFL Network in roles of analyst, and Mike Tice was one. Nate, your dad was one. Unbelievable!
Wow,
dude,
two generations.
And he was committed. Nate, he was committed, and to the point where he was committed to it, we knew because one time, your dad was given like row 33 seat B on a flight to, I think, the combine. And we were just thinking of him just like sitting there, you know, like jammed into his seat. And he didn't say a word, not a boo or a peep. Mike Tice.
He man of the people. he kind of does that. It's the private complaints that he likes to do, you know, just the subtle things. I think he realizes that, you know, with a deep voice like that, everyone's like, even if he jokes around, everyone's like, wait, he's serious? And so he has to, I think his whole life he's spent apologizing. So so I think he just learned, I'm never going to complain, because even when I'm joking about it, everyone thinks I'm about to rip their head off just because his voice is so deep.
Dude, I was on the business end of that early on in my career where I'm like, is he serious? Is he really pissed at me? I've really been there with your dad. So anyway, it's great to have you on this program, Nate, because, you know, we don't do the all 22 stuff very much in terms of like drilling down deep. But I figured with what's going on with the Bears and other situations around the league, it would be great to have you on to sort of give us your thoughts on when you watched the Bears of the Shane Waldron 9-week era. What was wrong when you were looking at it, Nate?
What really stood out to me was how siloed the offense was. And what I mean by that is when they were in one formation, they were running one play. If they were in this formation, they were running that play. If they're under center doing this, they're going to run the ball. If they are doing this, they're going to pass the ball. And I think that in a league that's smarter than ever, especially with defenses, they pick up on tendencies. So using that silo term, it was just, I could see a lot of defenses just teeing off when they saw certain looks. They saw, oh, okay, this motion's happening. All right, I'm running full speed. Because now as the weeks go along, more film is out there. And so when you get smarter defenses, they're going to pick up on that stuff. Also mean just silo too, in a different sense, is that everything was so spread out. They lacked like condensed formations. And now condensed formations isn't just a big magic wand, but it coming from, you know, Shane Waldron was last with Sean McVay. Well, he was with the Seahawks offense coordinator, but before that, he had some Sean McVay influences from the Rams. And his offense and his offensive attack was so much different than everyone else from that tree. Not saying everyone should be a copycat, but those offenses really worked in unison. You look at the Vikings, you look at the Falcons right now, the Bucks right now, the Rams, obviously. All those offenses have a lot of motion, a lot of stuff working in unison with each other. Bootlegs, the screens off of bootlegs, the runs, all of it looks the same. With the Bears, it just never felt that way. It felt like they were just really always with a hand tied behind their back because they were just indicating so much to smart defenses. So that's kind of really what stood out to me with there.
So hearing that, here's my follow-up question. And
you know, I know you're not in the building, but when you just said Falcons, Vikings, Rams, Bucks, what do they all have in common? They've got veteran quarterbacks, or right. at least in the case of, you know, Darnold and Mayfield drafted two spots apart. So Waldron's no dummy, you know? So the question is was that siloed offense born out of the fact that the rookie might not be able to handle any more than what they were giving him? Nate.
It was the same thing when he was in Seattle, Waldron, when those offenses in Seattle, and some of that could be a little bit of quarterback preference. And, you know, even Geno Smith kind of likes to attack the same way as Caleb Williams, but maybe a little, cause it's a rookie, but I would say what I've seen from Caleb Williams, you said I'm outside the building, but just trying yes. to reverse engineer this stuff.
Of course.
When I watch Caleb Williams, I see a pretty advanced quarterback for a young player, someone that's almost trying to be too perfect. I think all of his sacks are coming from, you know, him holding on to the ball, not because he's doing crazy creation stuff. It's him trying to be stubborn a little bit and going like, no, I'm a pocket passer and I'm going to go through my reads. Do not care if things are falling apart around me. I'm doing this. But when I watched him, even week two against the Texans, he's handling all the protections on the road, communicating with everyone, going full audible and just, you know, giving the term to somebody in no huddle situations. So to me, again, just revert, like just kind of looking context clues. Mm-hmm. To me, that shows Caleb Williams had a pretty good understanding of what was going on. You don't see rookies handling protections like that. That's a pretty rare thing to see, like full control. So again, those are indicators that I'm like, Caleb Williams seems to have a pretty good knowledge of football and the playbook if he's able to do those things. So I think this was more a preference from Waldron of what he prefers to do, but maybe a little bit with Caleb stuff, just being a rookie quarterback, maybe can't execute all of it. But I do think Williams is like pretty advanced mentally.
Fascinating. Okay. So if you are Thomas Brown, what would you counsel him to do now that he's got the reins and he's got like 3 days to get it right before the Packers yeah. come into their house? What would you counsel Thomas Brown to do here, Nate?
Yeah, and I'm sure no one in Chicago is fired up about Packers game either.
That's right.
So yeah. I would say we're getting with Caleb Williams is go be loose, go play. You know, he has been underrated even as a prospect from his pocket play, for his pocket abilities. Like I even thought some of the comparisons to Mahomes were a little unfounded because I thought it was more like Caleb played more like a young Drew Brees in the fact that he can do some things from the pocket. I would say it's great you're trying to do the advanced things and get to step three and step four in your progressions. Guess what? Guys aren't winning on routes. So just go 1-2 and do something. Create. We know Caleb Williams can do this. This is why he gets all those highlights. It's why he won a Heisman, even if his in-pocket stuff has been underrated. He can get to that creation stuff. So I would just say, you watch Drake May with a worse line going, one, okay, I'm scrambling. Even if he can progress and can do the advanced mental stuff, he's learning, I just got to pull the ripcord and get out of here. I think Caleb Williams, and I appreciate the advanced play he's trying to show, pull the ripcord. Just go create some stuff out of structure because this is what this offense needs. And I think it would just loosen them up that, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing these things and creating positive plays.
So you think the likelihood of this button push by Matt Eberflus working to the point where everything begins to get ironed out and the Bears can go on a playoff run with their highly talented first overall draft choice and all the weapons they have put around him. Like, so plan A can work with a plan B coordinator. Nate, what do you think?
I think playoff run, I wouldn't go that rich because, no pun intended, sorry. But I wouldn't go that high.
Nice.
Because just the division they're in, and you know that, and their schedule is just so tough on the back half of the year. Oh, look at that. You guys had it ready. So that I think is the one thing that's keeping me from saying playoff run. But I think, you know, this is going to shake some, you know, rattle some cages there. I think some of the personality stuff that's happening too, that I don't know if that is coaching and frustrations players had, frustrations with each other, you know, the DJ Moore walking off the field, you can kind of just feel that seeping in. Maybe this kind of gives everybody a little bit of mouthwash, but I think it's just more like, hey, we got to get some good vibes. This is supposed to be a good vibes year here in Chicago, and it's turning into the year from hell, but they're still 4-6. I think this is just Thomas Brown's going to get an opportunity to do this. If he kind of just trims a lot of fat with this offense, you know, tries not to do the whole silo thing, I think they can at least get some a productive year. And Caleb Williams is the franchise. You got to make sure his growth is as important as much as the wins that we have to rack up. So making sure that he is feeling comfortable and making best, I think that is the most important thing for Thomas Brown and really the Bears.
Yahoo Sports and NFL Network analyst and host of the Football 301 podcast, Nate Tice here on the Rich Eisen Show. Anthony Richardson back in the saddle. What do you think of that move? And what have you seen on film and his all 22 that gave you pause for the Colts to pause?
I think the accuracy stuff is part of the symptom of how Richardson plays, and also this offense that is going to be it's an old kind of, or I should say, a new version of like an old North Turner offense where it's run the ball and then push it and launch stuff down the field. And I think Richardson is the extreme of that. So, you know, the completion percentage stuff's never going to be great. I thought really the youngness that creeped up when you watch Richardson outside the helmet tap stuff was he just had a lot of operation errors as far as just simple mistakes, handing the ball off and fumbling, can't handle a snap in the red zone, getting a little too excited on a play, and then just kind of bouncing around and sailing to throw, which I thought was just more excitability and things that you want to, you know, chop out of hopefully before they start playing. But things that I thought was like, hey, he's going to make mistakes. The Colts were projected to win 8.5 games this year. Like, were you guys really expecting to be contenders? So I would say, again, just like I said with Williams, I'd want him to get more reps. This guy needs game reps. Maybe taking a deep breath was good. They have a late bye week, so they never kind of got that natural deep breath that he could take. So I think this was a way to give him a bye week a little bit as the, you know, things were starting to spiral a little bit for him, especially with the helmet tap again. But I think that this is a way to, he needs reps. He needs absolute reps. I'm still fairly high on Richardson because of just the highs that he can reach. But again, getting those reps will lift the floor up and all right, now we can actually figure out what we have going forward and what we actually need going forward.
What are you seeing out of the Chiefs offense, Nate? Obviously a big game, 9-0 at 8-2 Buffalo. What are you seeing out of Kansas City midway through? A lot of folks think that clearly they're just lucking out to be 9-0. What do you think?
Embrace the boredom with the Chiefs. They are the offense, and I think the 2018 Chiefs in Mahomes' first year has warped what they think these Andy Reid offenses are. This is more like an Eagles Andy Reid offense. This is 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust. This is getting to 3rd and 4 and getting 5 yards and then giving a thumbs up and getting a new first down to do it all over again. So they are not getting any explosive plays, and they're fine with it. They are just, defenses want to play soft against them. They want to worry about those deep balls. Well, okay, we'll just take another 4 yard gain, another 5 yard gain, another 6 yard gain. This is one of the best run games in the NFL, and they're getting Isaiah Pacheco back. That is just, it's remarkable. With no quarterback run game, they get some receiver runs in there. This is one of the most efficient run games in the entire NFL, bar none. And on top of that, you get the third down and you got this guy named Patrick Mahomes. So this is the formula for this team. They have a really good defense that can stop the run. They can themselves can run the ball because they have a really good interior trio of offensive linemen that they're just running behind. They get those 5 yards. They dare defenses to do something crazy. And when they do, Mahomes just gashes them. So I just embrace the boredom. I think with this team, it's a brutally efficient offense with, you know, one most special quarterbacks right now, or all time, I should say, with a really good defense. That's complimentary football from the Chiefs. They're not lucking out. This is just a good team.
So you're unconcerned. And so DeAndre Hopkins scoring multiple touchdowns in a game, that's a cherry on top, is basically what you're saying.
Yep. And it just helps everybody else. Hopkins be able to play on ball loosens up. You know, Xavier Worthy's been a little underwhelming. He has to play off the ball. He has to be in motion. Travis Kelce at this state in his career, and really a lot of times, he has to be off the ball or in motion. DeAndre Hopkins' greatest strength is his literal strength, and that is that he can line up on the ball and can beat press. He doesn't need to be in motion. He doesn't need a stack alignment or any window dressing to get open. But it gives a, even with his outside of his own production, it provides a booster effect on everybody else. So like you said, it's a cherry on top, because even before the Hopkins trade, this offense was cooking. Every stat I look at, eye test and everything, it just isn't explosive. It's just a very efficient one. Now they got Hopkins, who kind of is a nice, okay, get out jail free card, you know, whenever they want to drop it, break glass in case of emergency, just throw it up to Hopkins. yeah, it's a very nice cherry on top for
speaking of cooking, Nate Tice, or smelting as we've been calling it, because he's now in Pittsburgh. Three games for Russell Wilson, and it sure looks like the Russell Wilson we saw in Denver and the last year in Seattle is not the guy that the Steelers are starting right now. It's the old school Russ. What are you seeing on the all 22 there that gives you confidence that the Steelers can in fact go on this run that starts with the Ravens? What a game.
Yeah, really good game. Even before getting to Russ, getting Zach Frazier back, their rookie center, who is, I'll predict right now, is going to be a future all pro. He's phenomenal out of West Virginia. Their right guard that they have, their rookie Mason McCormick, has been playing really well. Isaac Sumalo, their left guard, has come back from injury and has looked good. So it's an Arthur Smith offense. They're going to pound the rock first. They're going to pound the rock second. And then once in a while, they'll play action and launch a ball. So it's the perfect type of offense that Russell can be in. It's like an early Seahawks offense. It's like the offense he played in at Wisconsin when we were teammates together, actually. But this is the preferred offense for Russ. He throws a beautiful deep ball, which we have seen. The passing game is a high variance thing for this offense. That's by design. And Russ can provide that. And he's just making smart decisions, not putting the ball in harm's way. It's touchdown to check down. And then they're just going to pound it with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And, you know, I would too, when you have a 280-pound tight end to run behind Darnell Washington. Like, this is just a strength team. They're going to run it. And then Russ throws a beautiful moon ball. I think this game against the Commanders last week was like the perfect example of exactly what they are. Fun game, though, against the Ravens, who can stop the run really well.
Were you in the same quarterback room as Russ in Madison?
I was.
You were.
I was.
What was that like? What was that like?
It was great. We were roommates. We won a lot of games. So it was awesome. Yeah, he beat me out in about three plays. He transferred in.
Yes.
I never knew I had a shot. I was like, he got it. This is easy. He's got
Are
that.
You serious? He transfers in, yeah. And you're like, I know, where's my clipboard? Is that what you're saying?
I've been, and I kind of knew that anyways, but I've been in, you know, he doesn't choose between Auburn and Wisconsin to be a backup. I when he transferred, no, but seriously, being around the league and being around the NFL for a while, kind of knowing what an NFL arm is. It was like three plays were in 7-on-7, and then he threw a beautiful moon ball, just like it was almost like the Mike Williams one.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do that. And he runs like a 4.5 40. Yeah, he's got it. I don't care if he's 5'11. Like, this is amazing. And yeah, and we ended up having an amazing year that year. It was a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
Yahoo's Nate Tice here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, before I let you go, Nate, what a huge game Thursday night here, the Commanders, yeah, and the Eagles. Let's take the home team first here, because Jalen Hurts has been playing out of his skull ever since they came back from the bye. The 2-2 start is a thing of the past. What are you seeing that makes you think this is sustainable? This isn't just them eviscerating lesser opponents, that now that they're meeting rubber and road, that they can keep doing what they're doing offensively, Nate?
Yeah, offensively, they realize that Saquon Barkley is really good and they should give him the ball a lot. the strength of this team's the offensive line. I mean, A.J. Brown's is special. Devontae Smith is a very good player. Dallas Goedert as well when he's healthy. It's, hey, when things go rough, let's not run RPOs. Let's not run a read option play. Let's just get under center and pound the rock. Like that. This is why we paid Saquon Barkley. This is why we have Jeff Stoutland in this offensive line. This is what they lean behind. And I think they just, again, another offense that stripped away some fat and just became more direct. And that's what the Eagles can do, because they have so much talent. They don't need as much window dressing as other teams. They can do this. And it's kind of nice to see them. All right, let's stop doing some read element with Jalen Hurts. Let's streamline his game. It's either run or pass. I've been kind of saying this offense needed to separate church and state. You know, no RPOs, no read elements, just run or pass. And now they're doing that because they can overwhelm so many defenses. And Commanders' defense isn't the greatest. They play hard, but they give up a lot of explosive plays. And the other side of the ball, I'm really excited about too. Commanders offense, Eagles defense should be a doozy as well.
All right. So what do you see there? I mean, because Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's a pleasure to watch when you're just, you know, sitting on your couch and have the remote in your hand. What's it like for you to dissect what you're seeing from him?
I mean, fast players are always fun. And he's accurate. He doesn't make a lot of bad decisions. That's been really impressive to me. And this is what you kind of got told about him was that he was a hard worker. He was smart. He played a lot of games in college, and he's taken to this offense. Like, Cliff Kingsbury really impressed me. I was really low on him when he was leaving Arizona. Now coming back and just kind of this offense that can get to so much out of up tempo, that can run the ball really well. This is actually the best in terms of success rate running the ball, even including quarterback runs. And then Daniels just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. They're hyper efficient. They block really well. The offensive line's done a really nice job, and the receivers will do a lot of dirty work too. So it's just a very efficient offense that just when you think you can creep up on them, there's Jane Daniels running on third and long or launching a double move to Terry McLaurin. So I've been impressed with them. The Eagles defense, though, I've been super impressed with. Vic Fangio is a good coach. Who knew? But they got some really good young players. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell in the defensive back room are both defensive rookie of the year candidates. Milton Williams has really stepped up in more of an extended role this year. I really like him. And then Zach Bond has just been a revelation. Go Badgers, another Wisconsin guy. But he's been a revelation this defense. So the Eagles defense is really a top five defense. This is like a top five offense, top five defense type of matchup that we get to watch on Thursday night. So I'm pretty stoked about it.
Well, Nate, this has been a lot of fun. Two more things. Just to bring it all full circle, I'm going to ask you a question that's impossible to answer. How's that as a setup? But you mentioned Cliff Kingsbury. If he had been hired by the Bears, do you think Caleb would be struggling at 4-5 right now, Nate?
I think he'd feel a lot more confident. Yeah, I think he'd be doing a lot better. The floor would be a lot higher. You know, Kingsbury's offenses, I have to see how the second half of this year goes. Like, some of the stuff isn't the most complex. It's really well designed, though. So I think the floor is so much higher than even I maybe gave a credit for this offense. And I think that would have helped at Caleb Williams to be able to just get a lot of quick hitters, a lot of easy buttons. You know, I sometimes use the word training wheels. That can be derogatory sometimes, but as a rookie quarterback, they need training wheels. Just it's hard. It's hard to play quarterback, especially as a rookie. So I absolutely think that at least that floor would be a lot higher than whatever they are in any stat you look at, 28th in the Bears offense and everything they look at right now, because the Commanders players are playing a lot of their best ball of their career, and that usually speaks to the coaching.
You got something, TJ, before we send Nate Tyson to his Thursday? TJ Jefferson?
Do have something, and Rich, Nate, how you doing? This is a story that's going to make Rich feel very happy because he loves when I do this. So I'm friends with a guy named Ashton Kutcher, and back years ago, he's a huge Bears fan, and years ago, he somehow got to know your dad. They became text message buddies. So the year's 2012. It's September of 2012. I'm going to Chicago for the first time. I'm going to go see Prince at the United Center on a Monday. So Ashton hooks me up with your dad, and he gets me tickets to go watch the Bears play the Rams that Sunday. So I go to my first Bears game. I sat in a row. I sat next to your mom and some of your other family members. I just wanted to say, man, it was just strange that you were coming on, and I wanted to share that story with you. And that's also, I want to compliment you. A few weeks ago, you did a breakdown on the Lions when they curb stomped the Cowboys, and you showed how the Lions have this play where it's a no count. They just get to the line, snap the ball, and
cheat a cat.
That made me feel a little bit better about how bad the Cowboys were at that point. So I want to thank you for that. Now, that feeling has passed because I realize how bad they are. But so those two things I just wanted to share with you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I know exactly where those seats are, too. Nice. The last time I sat there, Vince Vaughn was the special flag waiver. And he didn't realize that the thing was torn. And I think he was on, maybe had a couple of beverages in him. And so like that's my last memory of those seats, is seeing Vince Vaughn not know how to wave a flag as he was trying to pump up the crowd. So but that's awesome to hear. I'm so glad. Not about the Cowboys defense. I'm sorry about that.
That regard, Nate, why don't you ask him why he's surrounded by balloons and flowers? Why don't you go ahead and ask him that?
Why are you surrounded by it? My son's second birthday was this way.
There was a 7-foot troll in the National Basketball Association named Carl Anthony Towns, who's an Eagles fan, and he came on here. We got to be cool. He knows I'm a Cowboy fan, so of course that started. And he's just been really letting me have it since the Cowboys have been stinking. And This was his gift.
Yep. All the flowers. Yep. 46 flowers. 34 flowers. 34. Okay. You know, because the Eagles had 34 points and the Cowboys had six.
Then he was nice enough to send.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Six. Yeah. Blue.
Yeah. For, there you go. Here for yep. the for six. There you go.
Six. That the Cowboys, that's
it. There you go. There you go.
And to top it off, he dropped 40 something points last
By
night.
By the way,
too.
46.
46.
Oh. 46. He was foreshadowing.
I'm a Timberwolves fan.
The number of points he had. Oh, by the way, Bulls came up with a big W last night. That was a fun game to watch.
He said you were a T-Wolves fan today. So
I am. So I'm missing Carl Anthony Towns right now. Oh, not gonna man. Lie. So, well, I love my Anthony Edwards, though.
Why not? Hey, Nate, this was a blast. Really appreciate it. It also helps begin to solidify the relationship between this show and Yahoo Sports. And greatly, like I said, appreciate the time. Look for more of our
awesome.
Calls.
Thank you for having me on. This
you,
was fun.
You got it right back at you. That's Nate Tice. Everybody check out his Football 301 podcast and all of his work on Yahoo and NFL Network. And for a relationship with Yahoo, go to yahoosports.com/Rich Eisen to see some select videos from every day's action and then some of the write-ups that Yahoo Sports will start providing. And that's going to basically be our new internet hub home. And maybe... as you can see on the screen, our only partners are in purple. You know what I mean?
You have to have a certain color scheme the for purple, us to work with you.
Yahoo Sports. Maybe we should. Should we tell Roku that to add an exclamation point? Like Roku!
Roku! Roku!
You know what I mean?
I think you're onto something.
Because the way that I said that's Yahoo!
Yeah.
Sports. Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, that's
take a break. Wrap up the show in a moment right here and send you to the rest of your Thursday. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
What are you guys yakking about? What's happening?
Oh, I was just asking if I should make
talking about our love for BMWs now and what? Fantasy football trades.
We were talking about that and fantasy football trades. You
know, what's your fantasy football trade?
I'm just wondering if I should try to acquire Jordan Love for either Chuba Hubbard or Bucky Irving.
Who's your quarterback?
Drake May. Well, I have Trevor Lawrence, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you.
Yeah. The thing is like.
No, I mean, if he wants to win a championship.
That's what I mean.
But you had a good point. Tell Rich what you just said.
Well, the Patriots are going to be trailing, I got to assume, in most games the rest of the year. So Drake May is going to be out there running around and slinging it.
I have not been following Drake May's fantasy total. What is he getting?
In games he finishes, he's averaging 21 points a game.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's because he runs. He's getting 40, 50 yards a game running. I know.
Chuba Hubbard is a significant.
He's been amazing. But, I mean, I could probably get Jordan Love for him.
Right, but would Jordan Love make you earn you as many points as Chuba Hubbard is making?
Right.
I don't know, man.
What I'm giving up combined with Drake May won't offset.
Right. I don't know. I wouldn't make that trade. Ben, you're telling me that Drake May is averaging what he's averaging in your league. I wouldn't
right,
do that.
Right. I mean, because I have Bijan and Chuba. I have the
is
two
there
best
nobody on the waiver wire? 0.0? You said Anthony Richardson's sitting there, right?
Yeah. I mean, with Will Levis.
Well, I'd snag Richardson just in case he does have. Hey, if he shows up in the next 4 weeks like he did in his first 4 weeks when he came out of the box, you would be very happy.
Yeah, I don't know if I have enough priority to get him, but I guess we'll see.
Well, I guess we should stop talking about it then.
Yeah. That might help,
right?
Well, none of your guys watch this show because I pissed them off for so many years.
Well,
right?
you're not the most popular person in my fantasy league.
And proud of it. Proud of it. Game time tickets. Get this on a mobile device near you and start buying tickets to anything in your area. Sports, concerts, comedy, theater, many other events. We use it on the Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show family uses Game Time tickets. The Game Time Picks feature, that's new, is a curation feature that makes it easier to save. It filters out everything that you want to have filtered out, so you only zero in on the incredible deals on the great seats you're looking for. You're not wasting time searching through thousands of tickets. Not only does it want to make sure that it's not you're not wasting your time, but Game Time wants to make sure that you get the guesswork totally removed from purchasing tickets with Game Time Picks. The all-in pricing feature, you get that to see your total up front. No surprise fees at checkout. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, and you get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Who?
YL in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
What's up, YL?
Hey, man. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
YL, brother, what's up?
Yo, so you guys, are you guys believers yet?
In?
He's going to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl.
You remember me calling, man, after the first win that Russell had, and maybe you don't, but so here's the headline. It's going to be the $1 million man. The Steelers get Russell Wilson for $1 million, and he takes him to the Super Bowl. Then he retires.
Then he retires.
Whoa,
Netwall. Oh, no.
Not doing that.
YL, if he's making $1 million, well, actually, he's making the money anyway. But
he's making more.
Yeah, he's not. If he
$1 million from the Steelers.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he's not going anywhere except back to Pittsburgh.
You're right. You're right about that. I mean, unless he wants to, but you're right. So that's my prediction, by the way, okay? Now, I'll just real quick on Caleb Williams. So maybe I missed his college career, right? And all the hype that he got. But what was so special about him?
Oh,
you know,
God.
I watched some of his
everything. Let me just interrupt you here because we only have 2 minutes left in the show. He was pretty special. He won the Heisman Trophy for a reason. And last year he just wasn't part of a winning team. And you know,
did Tim Couch win the Heisman Trophy? You remember him?
Yeah, he's no Tim Couch. YL.
No. I guess my thing is, there's quarterbacks out there that they can win the Heisman Trophy, but
no, I know.
I mean, you watch him. You watch him, like the gentleman prior said about being in the pocket. He had open lanes, and you know, I mean, you'd think that if you're quick enough, you take off. I mean, pocket player or not pocket player. You're a quarterback, and you're supposed to make plays for your team.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, once that was said, he needs to be the best player on that team.
YL, thank you.
By no means is he the best player on that team.
Appreciate the time, and good luck to your Steelers against the Ravens.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, Heisman year, guys. 4,500 yards, guys, 42 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, 9.1 yards.
I will let YL have his say about the $1 million man.
I thought you were talking about Ted DiBiase at first.
Okay.
Steelers 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. How you feel about that?
Well, what are those odds?
Middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Same as the Chargers.
I don't know about that.
A little higher than the Falcons.
Rich, I
Commanders.
I wouldn't put them in the middle of the pack anymore. As you know, they're in my top five of my power rankings now. You got to give it up.
You like Chargers better than Steelers to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay. Falcons?
No.
Commanders?
No.
Vikings?
No.
Packers?
No.
Texans?
No.
Eagles?
Mm.
Okay, great. All those other teams are ahead of the Steelers.
That's crazy
for
talk.
Odds.
That's crazy talk.
Then you like the value at 35-1.
Okay. So then I like the value. You know what? But I like value in everything, whether it's, you know, like a fast food meal, cars.
Sure.
You know, just I, you know what I do? I'm a value seeker. I seek out value. That's what I do.
Well, you'd find it in the Steelers.
Okay.
35-1
But as you know, can't do it, won't do it. Frown upon it.
Frown upon it. I might do it, actually.
Taking the Commanders tonight. I'm doing it.
Oh, wow.
Come on. I just did it.
Wow.
What a way to end it. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude,
why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year?
Why not? I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.